Let's kick off with our first interview for this hour. Please continue to send your WhatsApps 0725671567 or call me on 0214460567. Now, in August, we spoke to Claire de Beer with respect to that hunt that was on the go, a beautiful but very tragic coming together of a whole community in Hart Bay searching for Anotando Mhlobo's body, or for him at the time. Unfortunately, it would seem that he has been discovered, and there's an attempt now to make sure that he can be buried with dignity. Claire de Beer joins me again. She's the creator of the Back a Buddy campaign for Anotando Mhlobo's burial. Claire, let us know where we stand with respect to the family. I mean, how was this discovery made?
It was discovered by a gentleman who was digging for some rocks and sand about 100 meters away from his home. And he came across the body, and then the police got involved, and then his DNA was sent off for testing. And it was confirmed in late December that it was, in fact, Anotando Mhlobo's body.
This is quite frightening. I mean, the search party went quite far and wide. To think that all this time the body was right there. Has anybody been indicated to be a suspect?
No one yet. Of course, the community will all have their suspects, but there's no firm or concrete evidence as yet. I think a whole community putting together to find them that evening, you know, it was just so tragic that we all came together, but unfortunately the ending just wasn't what we'd all hoped for.
Indeed. How is his family coping at this particular time?
I think the biggest struggle was not knowing where he was from August to December, and then the confirmation that it was indeed his body, I think has put the family slightly at rest. But of course now, during a pandemic, to fundraise for them and to help them get the funds that they needed to bury him, you know, it's just really difficult, and they couldn't reach out to many people. And his body's been in the morgue for quite a while. And of course, with COVID now as well, it's the sense of urgency was to have him removed and to be sent home and to be buried with it on his family plot.
I see. Is the family plot here in Hart Bay?
In Eastern Cape. To be able to
in Eastern Cape. Okay. Correct. So there's quite a lot to this, particularly with the backlogs that we have. So the Back a Buddy campaign, what is the target that we're going for at this particular time?
So we set a target for 18,000. That would cover just the cost for his coffin, the burial, and just to allow some family members to be able to travel to the Eastern Cape, as well as to buy some food. And we're sitting just under 13,000 rand at the moment.
Oh, wow. That's a really great feat so far. Is there any kind of deadline? When is the funeral hoping to be had?
Well, they were hoping to be able to take his body on Thursday and to bury him on Saturday.
All right. So if there's any way that anybody can help, please go to Back a Buddy. The campaign is under Anotando Mhlobo's name. And do make any donation, 5,000 rand away from target. Thank you so much to everybody who has donated thus far in assisting in this tragic, at least trying to end this tragic tale with some dignity. And Claire, thank you to you for your continued assistance in this regard. Just really a great sense of neighborliness. Claire de Beer there is the creator of the Back a Buddy campaign and was very instrumental in the assistance at the time that search party was heading out in Hart Bay. And we thank her for the support that she's been able to give. I think the Hart Bay residents have a really nice sense of very broad support for one another. And to Anotando's or the Mhlobo family, you know, our condolences to them. 3 years is just too short a life.